Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Delicious Dedication. This file will ask you to touch for me, and if you're good, to dedicate an orgasm to me, to feel all those waves of pleasure echo through you while you listen to me, and give that pleasure back to me. In a way, this is very easy, as all you have to do is follow my instructions carefully, to be empty and obedient in your movements, your manners, your moans and wants. In another, I do want you to show some initiative, because I'm not going to tell you exactly what to do the whole way. Yes, I will be teasing and tempting, deviously delicious, while you crave that release more and more. In a moment, it will be time to begin touching, to feel that arousal surge through your body as you listen. The sound of my voice is in no way a surprise. You know it well. You crave it deeply. And it elicits erotic incantations in your mind and body that appear to echo and disappear deeper, even beyond your conscious mind, sneaking through your unconscious to those places on your body that know desire very well. Oh yes, I am going to make you touch for me. I am going to tell you how fast or how slow to do so, because I am going to dangle the delicious carrot of release before you for a while. I want to hear you squirm, because the release should not come too easy. Oh no, it should be earned. A deliciously deserved dedication to me. Do you think you're ready to touch? Do you crave? Do you want to feel your fingers, your hands, your body do what I tell you to do, for the privilege and pleasure of orgasmic dedication? What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. And it is that obedience that will drive you higher and higher, that pleasure growing, showing in every part of your body, feeling fluttering, sensitive senses spreading everywhere. and for some reason the area between your legs almost appears to have more intelligence than the rest of your body, because it knows right now what it wants, what it needs, what it craves. Start touching and feel the relief in your body as you're finally allowed to touch, as you had to wait over 5 minutes of teasing and tempting before I finally allowed you to touch. Are you aware that I'll also make you stop touching? Not yet, you can continue to touch. I'm merely warning you that I will, that I can, that I have the power over you to give and take pleasure, and of course to inspire frustration and desire. I want your minds to be a melted, empty, blissful blank space of pure pleasure permeating your every nerve ending until all you know is the edge, that wonderful, amazing edge, so close, so sweet, that my voice is the center of your universe at that moment. And the more you feel, the more you touch, the more you masturbate for me, just horny, craving, desiring, wanting, needing, knowing that you have no choice but to give in and to stop when I tell you to, your fingers freezing in place, that frustration growing and showing on your face. Continue and feel how the pleasure gets even stronger, how your mind is taken even deeper. Now you might find that the pleasure that spreads through your body is easy to identify at first. You're familiar with these feelings, aren't you? You know so well how good it feels to submit, to surrender, to embrace the pleasure even deeper, a tender, sweet, vulnerable victim of pleasure and obedience, an empty and obedient state. As you mindlessly masturbate for me, your fingers doing exactly what I want them to, even teasing you as they stop for a moment again. But how long is this moment? Probably too long to enjoy. You're deeper in a trance than you know, because as soon as I let you continue, it melts away so easily, the pleasure so deep and complete, so wonderful, as your thoughts are obsolete. All there is left is lust and desire, a wonderful fire that forms between your legs, craving, a need, rushing, speed of desire that flows, grows, tells a story to your thoughts, taking them down as you're at a loss. Stop and continue. See, I'm just playing with your pleasure, making sure that your edge is exactly where I want it to be. And maybe, just maybe, you'll get more than you can take. It is not entirely uncommon after this kind of build-up to pass out of pleasure once the release is granted. But I'm getting ahead of myself because we're nowhere near the release. In fact, we're only halfway there. It's going to take at least 10 more minutes before I'll let you. 10 minutes of teasing, desire building up, craving crossing your thoughts over and over again, a necessary need because you want to serve so sweetly, surrender your mind completely as you masturbate for me. To my words, to my sound, to my control, to my dominance over your body and mind. Because I want you to be aware, deeply aware, that you have no choice right now. You've started this journey. And the state of your body, the wants, the needs, the craving, will not let you stop until the release. So of course I could tease and stretch it out as much as I want. Maybe I'll give you your release earlier than planned, but I doubt it. If you want, you can follow along, mindlessly stop. Very good. In fact, that interruption almost made you feel the release, didn't it? It was so intense to stop that it drove you practically over the edge. Continue. Because there's no pattern to the interruptions, there's no logic behind the lust that I tease you with. You don't have a choice but to listen to my voice, to surrender to the sound, to feel deeper. It becomes stronger and stronger, ruling your thoughts with a deep, permeating pleasure that pierces anything you have left. The true meaning of empty and obedient is as simple as knowing that you have no choice and listen. Deep. Completely, in a trance without even knowing that you are, because it is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is the mindless masturbation of your body. And the total obedience that it has to my commands right now. Stop. Very good. It feels so nice to know that your hands just stops completely without you even thinking. Continue. Because you no longer care. Even the interruptions make you aware of how good it feels to simply let go. Let me take control so you no longer have to worry or care. You can simply submit and dedicate that delicious sensation, the pure pleasure, the mindless masturbation to me. Stop. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. Continue. Now that feels so good, doesn't it? To know that you simply give in now, without question, without thought, completely deep, deliciously depraved and wonderfully lost in lust that leads you deeper. An ocean of pleasure, a river of submission, leading to each other, faster and faster, deeper and deeper, getting more and more close to the edge that you know you cannot cross without my command. Will I make you pause your progress again, or am I simply teasing you with a denial of denial, the frustration of feeling the need growing? Stop. It feels so good. It feels so close and so intense. Continue even stronger. Know that you're getting closer. The more you listen, the more helpless you become, the more powerless to my voice and my control. I can take over your mind with a snap of my fingers, a look, a word. I can take over your body with a teasing smile. And as you listen and mindlessly masturbate, lusting, lost in your thoughts, you know this to be true. You know that this voice has taken your choice, dominated, conquered, surrender to pleasure. Stop a moment, because you're going to get closer very, very soon. 10 minutes are almost up. Continue. And your sounds are so sweet to my ears. The noise of your surrender, your frustration, your pleasure, your release that will completely disrupt your thoughts, decimating any lingering, lost little ideas. Maybe I should begin to count. 10, because an orgasm is imminent and incredibly powerful. 9, as your body obeys deeper and deeper, knowing that the release is a dedication. 8, which will also help you feel a relief like no other, getting closer and closer. 7. A wonderful state of silent surrender in your mind as your body builds. 6. As I smile at your plight, your pleasure, your want and need. 5. Fluttering words flowing into your ears and down your spine, lighting that fire and desire even more. 4. The edge, more than an idea, a palpable pleasure. 3. So sharp and intense that you could cut yourself on the edge. 2. Bring you higher and higher, keeping you as you masturbate blissfully blank. 1. Listening without question, knowing that the moment is body, dedicate that pleasure to me. Feel the echoes, the waves, moment after moment, until every single bit of your body has given to the orgasm, to the dedication to me. Very good. Deeper and deeper, slowing down until finally the waves take their time to subside. Little shocks, natural. Your mind empty and obedient. No need to think about anything anymore. As you fall at my feet, I gently pet your head. Well done. Very well done. And in a moment when I wake you, you are allowed to awaken with a deep feeling of satisfaction, knowing that you've given your all to me for a moment. Very, very well done. And you're allowed to enjoy this sensation for as long as you want to carry it with you. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Welcome back. Take a moment to stretch, to feel your body settle again. Very good. You have pleased me. Now take your time to recover.